When the title will show, not now, oh, 2-2-0, oh, that's a finale. Do 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 do. And you say, what the fuck, there was more coming up, that's a finale. Do 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 do. Tears will flow, tinkle, inkle, low, and you'll be oh so downcast. But there's no need to weep, because coming next week's more Not Now Podcast.
Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Yes! Are you ready for the finale?
I'm red and he's he, so yeah. We are red he.
Well, we don't have a finale.
Mm.
All right, we'll have to end it here.
Yep. Well, thanks for joining us.
We ran long on we ran really long on the appetizer, so we're going to have to cut this one short. I guess this is all you get.
Yeah, don't get stung. Sorry, tried to go radio silent there. It didn't work.
Radio silent. Radio silent.
Feeling so violent. Now yep. I've got a client.
Now I've got a client.
Off of radio silent. Make a song right now.
Yeah.
Welcome to Songcast. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, should we tease that?
Songcast?
No.
Well, we're working on it. Okay, so since we brought it out in the debut, we've been working on a little project called Songcast. And what we do is every week, you know, since we released Thursday, Friday, we're going to be releasing Monday, Tuesday on Songcast.
And then we're going to have a comparable podcast that's releasing Wednesday, Thursday.
but you know, see, the thing is, now that we're diversifying ourselves, you can't expect the same quality of Not Now Podcast.
It's all going to get... Yeah, really.
Everything's going to kind of fall below mediocre. So don't expect anything good. Yeah. It's going to be like...
Just fill your ear holes with it.
Yeah, it's going to be like, you know, like P-I-N-G-P-O-N-G, ping pong, that is the game that we play. That's Songcast.
How did we get that in tune so fast?
Because we do this all the time. So we got Songcast, we got Comparable Cast, and Not Now Podcast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the most important thing really is that you watch all of it as much as you can.
Yeah, and then...
Well, you don't watch any of it.
Actually, and then our Saturday-Sunday podcast is going to be Dreamcast.
Dreamcast, and we're going to just be making websites on Dreamcast from Adobe, that product, the software, Dreamcast.
It's called Dreamcast?
Oh, wait.
You're thinking of Sega.
No, yeah, no, I am thinking Sega. Yeah, it's called Dreamweaver. Sorry. Well, I'm gonna be using
Dreamweaver. I've been playing Sonic all night,
and now I'm sprinkling the sand in your eyes, 'cause I'm a Dreamweaver. We gotta do a synchronicity episode.
Man, I wish they had a karaoke bar in Maine.
We gotta write that down. Synchronicity.
Okay.
That'd be a good episode.
Synchronicity.
Yeah, and we'll be like, what's that guy's name? Shit, he's the guy with three names.
Harry Sweeney.
Oh,
Todd.
He died. Shit.
I don't know.
He did. No, he was in Synchronicity, the movie.
Oh.
His name was...
Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes. Man, I love that guy.
I only knew him by... I didn't know he was in Synchronicity.
He was. Well, that was like a big movie that was... I never watched. And then I found out he died. And I was like, I gotta watch that. And I still haven't.
What the hell did what am I supposed to write down?
Synchronicity.
No.
What? That's what I said.
That's...
Synchronized. Where we're swimming.
Synchronized.
But that's just like unison. You could just say unison. Or you could say... homophobic. Wait, homophones. We could do a whole episode about homophones. Or we're afraid of homophones.
You're coming up with... I can't write this.
Okay, so similes. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, gotta fill the void.
All right. So, we are on the finale. And...
It's a finale?
This is finally the end of season two.
What happened?
Much awaited.
Wait, but the title said 0220.
Yeah, 0220. That's... the finale.
But what the fuck? There was more coming up, Kyle.
Well, Brandon, I see the tears starting to flow. But
don't let them go. Trickle, lickle-o, trickle, lickle-o.
Man, it's sad that we're never going to break that out again. We rehearsed that like 4 times.
But don't say we rehearsed it.
Okay, we came up with it on the spot.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty hard to believe. Yeah, we did rehearse it.
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, it was really quick. It was 4 times, but I mean, I bet that, like, you know, an expert actor like Robert Downey Jr. reads through a script once and knows all his lines.
And he's just that character.
Yeah. Or like, some people don't believe this, but we have ghostwriters.
Yeah.
Writers. Not ghostwriters. We have ghostwriters.
Roaming around our house in circles, leaving hellish tracks of fire.
And flames that we carry on.
You can't miss us. For the longest time.
Yeah, we have ghostwriters. And so this isn't really improv. Everything has been rehearsed. Yeah. Everything has been thought out many times over. That's why we only release once a week.
We stole a lot of it from My Dog Skip.
Yeah, and if you don't believe us, please send us an email that says we want to take you live. If we get at least 100 people that are willing to come to a show, we'll do this live. Yeah. Because we want to prove to you
that we can't do it.
Yeah. And we want to stutter and stammer and meander on throughout all of our thoughts without having a script, you know, because a lot of people today don't realize the importance of being able to stammer.
Yeah.
And a lot of an important thing about stammering is you have to have a hook at the end where people don't get lost. Really upset with the fact that you're stammering. Really? You know, the one thing about it goes too long sometimes for me. And you really have to find a middle ground.
Yeah. You got to get some sort of point across.
Yeah.
Maybe the inflections have something to do with it.
We could do an episode called Inflections. That could get old pretty quick.
It's really easy to synchronize with somebody when they start inflecting like that.
I think it's because the word is spaced out so far that you have time to sync up with it.
Yeah, unless you're doing like, wee Elfie.
Or unless you're like super all over the place, like, wee. I am a little butterfly. Need your protection. Be my samurai. Yep.
Yeah. So this is the finale.
I got my phone. Hold on.
Oh, hang on. There's a phone checkery going on. Do you want me to continue?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can go ahead and take off with what we're doing since we're almost 10 minutes in.
Okay. We're both on the same mic. Okay. Now.
This is weird.
Your breath is my breath.
Please don't ever say that. It's very sentimental, but there's no need for it.
No need for your sentiments here.
Yeah, I feel like you're dying. Or I'm dying. One of us must be dying if our breath is each other's.
That's like Full Metal Alchemist. Sorry, I'm waiting for a call from, I didn't want to put this out on the podcast, but I put a record out and I'm just hoping that, you know, I get picked up by a producer. Yeah. And I think I kind of set myself back because I put it on an 8-track, but somebody will understand.
What this device is. It's from current day since it's 1987.
I don't think they had
8-tracks.
Yeah, that was like 70s, wasn't it?
No, that was cassettes, wasn't it?
Cassettes were after 8-tracks.
I don't know. The years have just blown by us.
I don't know. Well,
by us, not pious.
The years have been so biased.
Okay, so getting into the finale here.
Oh.
Yeah, we're running long as usual. We even have a timer this time. But aside from that, Bran, since he lost the last face-off, and I will be doing the face-off this time.
Yeah, so we're just going to hop right into it. We're going to do the same subjects from before. So first is director, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, direct me away.
And then we're going to do a day in the life. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Brandon. Bran. So first, director. All right. So the scene that we're going to be shooting here now is, this is right after you took down the Goliath. Mm-hmm. You're kind of pledging your allegiance to this new division of, superheroes.
Yes.
So you're.
I proved myself, and now they want to see me.
Galactic Man. Just hold on a second, okay? Galactic Man. Yep, you got to channel the galactic energy. And you're going to be meeting with Supernova.
Yes?
Yep. So Supernova, you and Galactic Man are going to form an eternal bond.
I don't want to bond with him. I'm not sure I can bond eternally.
You're galactic, and that's eternal. So,
and the Nova is a very fleeting thing, though. Don't you see some sort of...
If you guys don't stop, I'm going to form an inferno.
All right.
And then Flame Man over here is just going to take you out. So
Flame Man,
you're on standby. You got me, Flame Man? You are my save-all. Okay, you're the...
I gotta get toasty.
Yeah, and you are gonna...
toasty.
You're gonna flame up. You're gonna bring the heat. These actors won't even know. Flame Man, just get rid of him now. Goodbye, Galactic Man. You know what? Flame Man.
Yeah.
It just strikes me now. We should just make a movie about you.
Flame Man.
Okay, so you're gonna stand up on this. You're gonna sit right there.
So I'm out of the film now.
No, you guys are out. Okay. Gone. Flame Man killed you.
Okay,
bye. That was the scene. I'm a director within the scene, similar to what happened the last time there was a movie shot.
See, Flame Man.
No, this is a commentary on Hollywood as it is. So we're kind of taking an introspective approach where you kind of witness the movies being made. There's actually no forethought involved, which most people don't understand. A lot of what happens is organic. And so we're kind of feel our ways through the scene. So Flame Man just killed you. Flame Man, if you would, Flame Man.
Yeah.
Could you sit up on that seat right there?
Oh, up here.
Yep, right there. Don't worry. Ooh, yep, there's a little bit of water below you, but don't worry about it.
So
Flame Man is made entirely out of flames. His internal core is a burning inferno.
Oh, like it's a inferno.
Yep.
A flame man.
Exactly. And so Sharon,
shake.
Sharon, the intern, is going to step up here. Right up here, Sharon.
Okay. Ready like this?
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon. And I've got these watermelons.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're going to take these watermelons and you're going to try to...
One at a time?
Yeah, one at a time. You're going to try to drop one watermelon into a trash can. And if you can get one watermelon in the trash can, Inferno is going to fall down. Yeah, you're going to fall down into a bucket of icy water and you're going to die.
That's not cool.
Come on, Sharon. You can do it. Okay. Just you got to get it in the bucket, though. Okay? It's a pretty big bucket. Inferno, just hold your breath.
Okay, I got it.
Sharon, you fucking missed. Oh.
Flame Man survived.
Yeah, Sharon.
Me.
You gotta be careful. Yeah, those are smothered in olive oil, okay?
Okay.
It gotta be tricky. It's just a trash can.
It's hard to pick up, but do you really need an intern for this?
Do you think cantaloupes would be better?
Would Carl be better suited for this?
Carl's only got one hand. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not great for me.
Well, wait. You've got prosthetics.
Well, I guess a hook is pretty good for picking things up.
Yeah, a hook would do pretty well.
Flame Man!
All right, you know what? I don't like this idea anymore.
Let's
bring it to the next stage. Here we go. Okay, Flame Man, kill Carl.
Flame Man!
Carl, you better watch out. Oh, man, he's melting down into plastic.
It's
my rice alarm. That's my rice alarm.
Yeah,
I don't know. A Flame Man doesn't crash.
Oh, that's okay. You kind of need water. You have water right below you. So, you know what you're going to do now, Flame Man?
Yeah, I'm still alive, though, right?
Yeah.
Missed me?
Nah.
A Flame Man.
Flame Man, just take her out, too.
A Flame Man, rest her! A Flame Man.
I gotta take you on dates, Flame Man.
Yeah, don't kill me.
Oh, I was thinking we could go to a hibachi.
Oh.
You could show up that chef.
Yeah, Flame Man. All right.
So now we're gonna cut to a scene where me and Flame Man are hibachi. Okay. So, Flame Man, what would you like to order?
like a fine mountain.
But you don't want, you want like the sirloin and oysters, or
a char flame.
Yeah,
a flame geyser.
Ah, that sounds good. Is that? Hey, waiter. Waiter.
Volcano bowl.
Wait, can we get a volcano bowl over here? What do you want?
A flame sear.
A flame sear volcano bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring one over.
Bowl.
A big bucket.
Bucket.
You want a bucket?
I just need water.
All right. Here we go. Here we go, flame man. They got a big bucket. This is just, it's filled with water. And thus ends the tale of flame man.
I did it.
You killed a lot of people.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. I get the feeling that you didn't try to kill people in your face off, so no. I tried to take a different approach.
Yeah, let's go for it.
I'm gonna kill them all.
Fuck them all. Kill them all. Whatever.
All right.
Kill Cheryl and the hanksters and all that.
So
a day in your life.
Yeah.
Now start off killing people.
Yeah, no, you wanna give me an intro? I feel like I need an intro. It's doing me a little theme song. Man. You know, I just woke up from a restful night's sleep, but I'm gonna sleep a little more. Listen to that intro.
Brand time, still brand time,
All right, you know what? Fuck the shower. I'm going with messy head today.
Messy head.
And I'm going to just let my stink go. Laugh tracks.
Yeah.
So first thing I want to do in the morning is I want to go to D&D, you know? I want to go get myself some grub and a little bit of coffee rub. Please don't do the laugh track. Applause. So I go down to Dunkin' Donuts and I'm placing my order.
Hi, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. What can I get for you today? This morning, this wonderful morning, glorious.
Oh,
glorious
God. Morning. You're so optimistic.
I am. I start the day at 5, so this is like my noon.
Can I give me a small hot coffee black.
Small hot coffee black.
Yep.
All right. That will be $7.98.
$7.98?
Yep. You wanted a small hot coffee, 3 munchkins, 2 blueberry muffins, and a ham sandwich.
That's not what I ordered. I ordered a small black
coffee. Sorry, I'm all jumbled today. All right, go ahead and pull ahead, and I'll go ahead and get your total ready for you when you get ahead to the window that's just right ahead.
So I just drive off. I just say, fuck it. I don't need that coffee. I drive off, taking a right-hand turn, staying in my lane. You know, I'm not worried about anything, not a care in the world. I just woke up, got my messy head, and just kind of driving. I hear horns honking at me in the background, people shouting out the windows.
Hey, asshole, why you forget your coffee or something?
It's fucking people honking at me. There's another old lady screaming at me on the side of the street.
You motherfucker!
I'm just going 5 miles an hour. You know, I don't know what the problem is with everybody, but maybe they don't understand it's a Sunday morning. And that's kind of lost its way in today's society. So, anyways, I just neutral my way into the parking lot of Dollar General. Stroll in there feeling hot and heavy because I got a fat wad of $120 to spend. And the cashier says hi to me.
Hey, man.
You can fucking stuff it.
Wow. That's not cool, man.
Sorry, I just had a really hard time at Dunkin' Donuts, you know. I tried to order coffee and give me what I wanted.
No, I get it.
So anyways, I'll take a small black coffee, please. There's no cream, no sugar, just small black coffee.
All right, they're in the fridge.
It's a hot coffee.
We're at the wrong store, dude.
Fucking stuff it! So, moseying my way out of Dollar General and kind of fed up with this, you know, non-customer service. And I think, you know where they'll treat me right? Me either. So, I'm just going to mosey along town. And I start skipping down the sidewalk because, you know, I haven't done it in a while. And I think I need to channel that inner youth. You know, I'm feeling a little aggressive, a little angry at the world. So I'm going to try and make myself a little better. And as I'm skipping, somebody makes a comment.
Hey, man, why are you frolicking around? Don't you know it's like Sunday?
It's a free world, buddy. Don't you want to be free?
I am free. I'm free to tell you to fuck off.
You're real right. And you know what? I think I could learn something from you. So I befriend this fellow.
Yeah.
And I find out his name is John. 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 John.
John. John. John. John is my name, bro. What's your name?
Ah, my name is Bran. Just call me Bran. That's fine. You don't
have to last name. Just Bran. Fine.
Yeah.
Got it.
So John. 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 What would really free myself? You know, I thought I was free hopscotching, and you told me to fuck off. And you're right. You were free.
Yeah. You would be a fucking frolicking fanny. You know, you really need to free yourself, man.
What?
Fucking small black coffee.
Man, let me tell you something. I'm not going to get into it, but there was a situation.
Man, I don't want to fucking hear your bullshit.
Oh, you're so free, John, 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 John.
John, 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 John.
Yeah, John, 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 John.
Yeah.
John, 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 what? John.
Yeah.
So anyways, John, 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 John.
John, 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 John.
Yeah. John, 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 John. No,
I'm just correcting you, man.
Sorry. I think I'm going to have to go and search for my inner light in that black coffee, if you don't mind. So piss off.
All cool, bro.
So anyways, I made my way down to the Rite Aid. I moseyed in there.
Welcome to Rite Aid.
Yeah. So, as I'm walking through the aisles, I realize that most of the stuff they have to offer, you know, it's kind of overpriced. It starts upsetting me inside. But, you know, I thought back to John, 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 John. And I learned that that's their right, you know? So, I left the Rite Aid. But before I left, I left a little bit of sentiment for the cashier there. And I said, bye.
Wow.
And I think, you know, they really thought about that.
Thought about it for almost all day. I don't know what that guy's problem was. It's like, I'm just trying to do my job, and suddenly I'm stuck in a monologue. And it's not like anyone's really listening. I don't know why I keep letting it bother me.
I walked back into that writing, and I said, no one fucking cares. And I left.
Does he know what I'm thinking? Can he read my mind? Why is he so pissed off? Is it because I was thinking that his frolicking looked pansy-ish outside? So something like that?
Once I finally made my way down to Cumbie's, I realized there, that's the place where I can make my own small black hot coffee. And I walked right in. Walked right in like I owned the place, you know? I didn't care. John, 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 John. John, 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 yeah, had taught me that, you know, a certain attitude you have to take with life. And I walked right in there. I grabbed a small cup and started filling that baby up, you know, just let it erupt with black coffee until it burned my hand. And I realized there was a limit. There was a limit to freedom that I could enjoy, and it was pain. And, I started screaming, started flailing. Somebody came over to assist me.
Whoa, man, that cup's... Oh, damn. Sorry. I gotta get somebody else here.
My hands...
Oh, my God, sorry. Yeah, the cup is a small cup. You gotta get a large if you want a large coffee. That's gonna cost you an extra 30 cents.
I thought that... I wasn't worried about the payment.
You're trying to get the maximum value out of your cup.
Kind of went into a little thing there where I was inside of my own head.
Oh, did you see the last finale last night?
The finale of what? My hand is severely burned. Do you have any ice cream sandwiches?
I got a Klondike.
That's fine. I'll take anything. Anything cold.
Okay.
Here you don't got to open it. Stop opening it. I don't want to buy that.
Here's more beer.
Oh, it's so much.
Let it.
Okay, I'll take the beer. Can I drink some of it?
No, it's got to go on your hand. Okay. Apply directly to the burn.
Okay, thank you. What's your name, sir?
My name is... It's Rodney Clumps, too.
Rodney Clumps, too. Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Ah, I can't remember. Anyways, thank you for the assistance. To get my hands pretty. Do you have any medicine for this?
Well, how much do you want to pay?
I don't want to pay anything.
Then you have your fine selection of garbage outside. We got a couple cigarette butts here, outside there, a whole bunch of sand. You're welcome to all the toilet paper from the public bathroom.
Okay,
get your one.
I'll be right back. Okay, just hold on a second. You said I could have this selection of toilet paper. Hold on one second, okay? Don't leave anywhere.
Okay,
what was your name again?
Rodney Clumps.
Rodney Clumps, too. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, Clumps, hold on. Clumps, too. Hold on. So I went into the bathroom, unbeknownst to Rodney Clumps, too, and I got a little carried away, you know? I was a little mad, a little upset, and it was probably unjustified, but God damn it, I made myself a fucking mummy out of that toilet paper. Wrapped my head up. Arms, legs. I was getting Halloween on early. And I walked out there and I said, Rodney.
God. What are you doing? Well, you said you could help yourself, but come on.
Yeah, you know, I really thought, you know, what would John, yeah, do? And I thought, fuck it. Take all your toilet paper. You burned me. Wait, so
I didn't. You burned yourself.
For being... It was your coffee dispenser. It was too hot. Why'd you make it so hot?
To keep warm for
you. You know enjoyment. Rodney Clumps, too? I know a very good lawyer, Rodney Clumps, and we are going to sue you. If
you know careful. Him?
I know him, personally. And
I see his commercials all the time.
Yeah, and I know he's loosely affiliated with Turtle Soup. And they're going to, you know, they're just going to find out what's wrong with your salami if you're not careful.
I don't think they were on that case, but I'm sure my salami, I don't even think we sell salami.
Have you ever products. Cut salami? You ever cut it up? It's so great to cut up. Sell
egg things.
Well, if you cut it up.
I normally order it from a deli and get it already cut.
Well, if have you ever seen it cut? It's almost like a toy that they cut it on. You know, it's one of these back and forth kind of things. It reminds you of childhood.
The Schweizer machines.
Yeah. And, anyways, I'm just not into this right now. I don't want my hand burned. It's already burned. You told me I could use cigarette butts to plug it. And I'm going to bring... I'm going to use my mystical powers. Did you know I have mystical powers?
I did not.
Inferno! Inferno, raised from the grave! Yeah, I brought him back.
I'm a water grave!
Wait, no, Inferno. Burn this toilet paper off me. I feel ridiculous.
A light burn?
Yeah, just toilet paper. So freeing. Oh,
so free.
Yeah.
So free.
So,
I'm on Inferno.
No. You're good.
I feel the heat.
Hey, wait, can you heat water to run through beans? Through hot little beans, magical beans?
Can he eat the Inferno?
Well, I got this. So, I have this espresso maker, but it's not hot enough, you know?
How warm it is.
Anyways, hold on. Let me take care of this Rodney Clumps guy first.
Yeah.
Do you have any espresso beans I can buy?
We have the coffee.
Coffee? Okay. Yep. What about candles? You got candles?
Candles, we don't sell many of those. I got to look in the back. Hang on. All right. Yeah, I found some. It's a 5. Will this work?
Can I?
There's like
candle holders for them, like glass candle holders.
I got hang on. There's a couple of cups here. You could probably figure something out with that.
The cups?
Yeah, well, like a coffee cup. Yeah, just set it in the cup.
Not glass candle holders.
But put it in the cup.
You don't have any fine glass candle holders?
I got some fine ass candy bars.
Hmm. Inferno, burn this motherfucker.
Inferno!
See you later, Rodney Clumps of Turtle Soup.
There's 5 is still burning.
Hey, Inferno.
Yeah?
You know what I could really go for now?
Inferno cups. More fire. Charcoal. Propane. Gasoline.
What about some...
Arson! Mild arson!
Inferno, how powerful are you?
Almighty Inferno!
Do you think you could melt some stainless steel hinges?
I can melt you.
You can?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Don't know unless you try. Give it 100%.
Alright, so me and Inferno decided to take a little trip. And we went to a steel refinery. And we were there for, you know, a little while. I was talking to the manager. I said, hey, so what kind of operation you running here?
Well, we've got a fine operation here. We refine all sorts of steel. We make nails, the nails for all sorts of things. We make screws for all sorts of things. We make sheet metal that can be made into all sorts of things.
I noticed your mining division. Now, I presume that you guys are mostly looking for ore. You're not looking for gravel smashing or anything like
well,
that.
Well, we need both iron and ore to make steel.
Oh, so yes. You are smashing.
We are more picking or plucking.
So you get delivered the snashed bits.
Yeah. Oh. Little bits of snash. We snash and grab, you know, as it's known to be. And we refine the snashed bits into mashed bits. And then once the mashed bits come through, we further snash them.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
Have you seen our sticks in the mud field?
What was your name? Jerry?
My name is Gory.
Gory. Sorry, Gory. So I got this good guy. He's been working with me for a while, you know, kind of helping me out.
Of course, yeah. A loyal compatriot.
Yes. And, I think he could help you. You know, I assume that it takes a lot of, you know, energy, cost, overhead to really melt down those minerals.
Well,
you know,
the cost of fossil fuels these days is through the roof.
So this guy right here, I mean, he's a little
Inferno.
Yes. Inferno. Hold on. Just wait. Let me explain. Okay. Thank you, Inferno. So this guy's name is Inferno, and he. As long as I tell him, well, I mean, he has his own, you know, volition, but
I've got my own spirit.
He does have a lot of spirit, and you know what the best part about Inferno is? He just wants to help, you know, and
got help.
And he, if you give him a task, I promise you, he will outperform it.
Ow.
And so, I mean, you probably have a lot of stuff that you need heated for. Right?
Yeah,
like you're gonna melt a lot of shit.
Our facilities.
I don't know how this works. I'm just a fucking wizard. What's your metallurgy? I don't know. Anyways.
Will, I'm glad
alchemist.
To have you on our side,
now,
Mr.
I'm just,
Wizard.
I'm not on your side. Shut the fuck up, Jerry. What was your name?
Gory.
Gory. Shut the fuck up, Gory.
Will, okay.
You want this guy or not? I want to try and get him in a better life. I just resurrected him from the dead, okay? Just trying to do right by Inferno, okay?
Inferno!
Yeah, Inferno. I'm trying to mend my fences, all right? Okay. And don't burn him this time.
Will,
you going to help him out?
I guess. Are you going to, like, put a curse on us or something?
No, I just want him to get a job. I want to support his wife and kids. Poor bastard can't even hold his kids.
Or dad was.
Yeah, they'll die
back
quick, sir. Back from the dead.
Yeah, all right. Well, I...
Fucking necrophiliac over here.
Okay, I guess we could use him in our smelting facility?
Yeah, what's your salary? You paying salary or hourly?
I guess it. Can he fill out forms to be hired?
This guy doesn't sleep.
I don't sleep.
They don't want to pay him salary.
For the fire.
You pay him salary, he's gonna get pissed and walk off, burn down your whole facility. You gotta pay him hourly. He wants overtime. But he doesn't want to spend time with his kids because they'll burn him to death.
I'll burn.
He just wants to pay. I'll burn. Just wants to have money for his.
Everyone family. Will pay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can accommodate that. How does $8 an hour sound?
Inferno.
I think Inferno. $8.25, you got a deal.
Inferno.
Well, I guess I can accommodate that. That's a little bit over our normal hiring wage. But he seems productive enough. So
he's productive.
I guess I'll go ahead and put him to work then.
Yeah, there you go, Inferno. I did right by you. I hope you understand what I had to do. You know, I had to get you in a right place.
Inferno, shake a hand.
I'm all set.
Inferno.
I'm all shake set, Inferno. Hey, Inferno. I'll give you an air five. There you go. Thanks, Inferno.
Oh, Inferno.
So, after getting Inferno all set, because, you know, I had a lot of hard feelings about the way I ended that with Inferno. I really felt like he had more to live for, and I resurrected him, because I guess I'm a fucking wizard, and I can do that shit. Necromancer. Deal with it. So anyways, I bring up a bunch of dead people, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to throw a concert. So there's all these popsicle sticks lying around, and what do you know? This is all here. And one of them comes up to me, and she says,
I was a big fan in the concert, and I just saw one in me. Yeah, we're going to get an autograph.
And I said, hey, listen.
Listening.
I'll do you one better.
A better.
Will you be my wife?
It would make me the happiest chunk of wood.
And I turned that jumbo popsicle stick into a full-life popsicle stick. And I got married to that popsicle stick. And now me and Charisse are living happily ever after. Because I'm a wizard.
Savor the flavor.
And, yeah. So, Charisse. Charisse.
Yeah.
How's a little popsicle baby doing?
Oh, little Popsy is fine.
Oh.
He's suckling at the wood tip.
I'm so glad that, you know, we have... I did a lot of bad things in the past, especially you with sure Inferno. Did? And I'm glad that I finally settled down. Inferno! No, what are you doing here? Oh. Don't burn them! Inferno, they're just popsicles! No! And Inferno killed my life.
Inferno found out minimum wage is $10!
He did. He sure fucking did.
Inferno revenge.
Oh, okay. That was the face-off.
Well.
Whew.
I made you a killer.
You made me... Inferno was your killing device. Kill off as many characters as Inferno could.
Yeah. That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I had a succinct storyline, especially when it came to the... As soon as I said popsicle stick, which I was just trying to wrap around to other episodes, I was like, I could bring Inferno back and have him, like, seek vengeance.
Yeah.
And you totally caught on.
Yeah, I was like, high five.
I know you were
revenge high yep. five.
Yeah, I knew. And that's probably what spawned the idea.
John.
Yeah.
John. Yeah.
I think
you did a lot of callbacks too. I really enjoyed that.
Oh yeah. Well, I think this is a good episode to show. I think this is one of our strongest episodes that show our whatchamacallit?
Versatility.
Oh, our back on the same page. It's like our back and forth. Like at some point you realize that Inferno should rebel, and then I realized I should use that in a future thing, and it's like very smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it went really well. I enjoyed the theme song too.
Yeah. Well, me too.
Or the laugh track. at least you explained it.
Did you like the way I introduced characters? I tried to do like a film noir thing, like, well, and then I walked into this place and she was all like to like
Yeah, no, give I you a I moment. Enjoyed that. It was a good like stepping stone for me to know when I should interject. Cuz sometimes I wasn't really sure. But yeah.
Inferno! Out of all the characters that were introduced, that's the one I kept with me for the whole fucking ride.
Yeah.
I resurrect Inferno because I'm a wizard. I'm trying to get him a job to make up for my sins. Then he killed my family.
Inferno knows.
Yeah. How about high five? How about an air five, Inferno?
Inferno!
The one that had, like, the worst speech pattern, too. I'm sorry I fucked you over there.
No. I coughed, like, once. I was impressed. That's all I got. Like,
that's a hard voice to do.
Inferno!
I had you kill Galactica and whoever.
Nova?
Nova. Supernova.
Supernova.
And Galactica at the beginning.
Yeah. Man. I'll be goddamned. I wanted to say something at the end of this, and I can't fucking remember for the life of me.
I put you through a lot of work, though. You did good.
Man, thanks. I thought I would do much worse.
No, you're really good.
Well, you were good too. I'm glad we ended on a good note.
Yeah, now we're gonna pat ourselves on the wasp.
Yep. I was like, man, such a bad omen opening up.
Yeah, but my wounds are gone. They're all healed. There's no bumps. I told you I heal ridiculously quickly.
Must be all that chopped salad you eat.
Well, I think it's just with like insect toxins. Cause like, I mean, when I get a bruise, it lasts forever.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, when I get a bug bite, it goes away really quick. I think the key is you don't itch it and you don't overreact. and you slow your heart rate until you're about to die.
And then you tell Inferno.
Yeah. Then you necromance something.
Yeah. Neck your way
to the head of the race.
Yeah.
Neck your way through romance. Never get to third base. It's the Brand. Key.
Oh, man. Yeah, if I ever think of what the fuck I wanted to say at the end of this episode.
You had like a good ending all set.
Well, no, it was just it was an introduction to season 3.
Oh, yeah.
I remember what it was now.
Oh, good.
Okay, so theoretically, if everything goes according to plan, this is almost Halloween.
Oh, and so
I want to do an
announce. Everything goes to according to plan. This is almost Halloween. Yeah,
because right now it's not even October.
Yeah. But you're exposing stuff again, Kyle.
We explained that. I thought we gave the drop. Anyway,
we're a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah, we're Don't a little bit ahead it. Of you, but it's all according to plan.
So our TV series, get over it.
Yeah, we want to account for any sort of dramatic changes that might set us back, so you don't have any listening gaps.
Yeah, like a catastrophe.
Yeah, even though these are called seasons, you don't need to wait a season in between the seasons.
Oh, that's a good point.
So we want to have this a continual, steady stream, so we gave ourselves a little bit of a jump.
Yeah, excuse and the first season, me, which we Inferno. Explained. Yeah, back the fuck off. What do you think you are? Yeah. You think you're a fucking barista? Huh?
But, yeah, so we, so it's going to be Halloween, and we're actually going to be releasing our episode instead of Thursday or Friday, because Halloween is on a Wednesday this year, which is 1987. We're going to be releasing a Halloween special on Wednesday.
Hmm. I don't know how I feel about that.
All right. Well, we might change that then.
No, I just want to make Halloween on a Friday.
Oh, all right. Well, let's get in contact with whoever makes calendars.
Yeah,
A total recall of every calendar that's been issued.
Yes. That's what I want.
Replace them with 10-year calendars.
And make it the 13th.
Yeah. Yeah. Why isn't it on the 13th?
I know.
Halloween should be cyclical and just appearing on the 13th.
Yeah.
Man, they should have random holidays. That would make things Anyways, so much
wait,
cooler.
Were you going to say something about special about our Halloween episode?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be airing on Wednesday.
Are we going to have a... Or just... Do we know yet?
I think we're going to... And then maybe...
We're not sure.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It'll be a
We're
going to
try and make it as special for you as possible.
Yeah, we're going to throw treats at you through your computer.
Yeah, if we can figure out the logistics of that. Also, if you... If you send us mail, it won't reach us in time.
Just the way that you like. If you send had, like an off sync blink. If you send us mail.
If you send us mail, that was a double wink. Get it?
I get it.
You send us something in the mail to an address that you have no way of knowing. It won't reach us in time.
I think I put our address on the page on Facebook.
Oh man! Well, come and trick or treat. You'll be sure to interrupt our special live episode.
and we're going to throw Wii U's at you.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it,
That
fucks.
Was a callback. I forgot. Wait, no, we got to do an outro.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so if you want to catch us, you can catch them all at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Spotify. What?
You can email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, but you can catch us there, too.
You can... Find us at notnow.podiant.co.
Okay, speed it up.
You can find us at notnow.podiant.co, P-O-D-I-A-N-T for Podiant. You can find us at Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Podcast. Soon, hopefully, to be on iTunes. And you can also always email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
You can also find us in life, motherfucker!